Everybody get ready in 3, 2, 1.
Live from the top of Caxton Street, home of Suncorp Stadium, Lefties, Gambaros and the Caxton Hotel. On 104.5 Triple M and the Listener app, this is Triple M Breakfast with Marto and Margot. Triple M
Breakfast. Thursday podcast, still one Greg Martin down.
This is not good. He's not well. He's unwell, Marto. Will he be back Monday?
Surely.
I still haven't checked in with him.
You've got to send him a text just to say I'm thinking of you.
Is maybe that's why his headspace is not good.
Maybe it's now a game of chicken. He will not come back until you text
Margaret
him.
Margaret doesn't really love me. I do love him.
Is he still in hospital?
I love working with him, and I'm looking forward to coming back.
Oh, he's the best. A grumpy old prick, but God, I love working with him. Is he out of hospital? Do we know?
I don't know.
Do you ever talk to him?
You've been texting him. What did he tell you?
No, I texted him once yesterday, I think, or maybe on Tuesday. He said he reckons he's cooked some brain cells because his temperature was above 39 for a while. Poor bugger. I think it's rattled him a bit. Explain to people, he had an infection in his leg.
He's got cellulitis in his leg. He has no lymph nodes, no lymph glands down the whole left-hand side of his body from the hip down. And I've been telling him for months to go and get a lymphatic drainage massage to get rid of the toxins in his body.
You've got to buy him a voucher. You know that thing where you can't tell your wife to go and get a massage? What you do is you book it in and you buy
the voucher. I've given his number to my naturopath who does the lymphatic drainage and she's going to contact him.
But
I said maybe just wait till he's out of hospital and maybe just wait till I contact him.
To let him know he'll be getting an unsolicited call from a naturopath because would annoy Marto.
Marto, we love you. We're thinking of you. We look forward to having you back. Everyone misses you. Our listeners too. They've let us know.
Multiple times.
That the show is shit without you. we miss you, Marto. We're just holding down the fort here till you can come back. Hopefully we'll see you on Monday, mate.
I noticed a comment from Margot Parker saying the show's shit without you, which I take personally. How dare you? Burn a phone?
Stephen. How about, we were talking about, if you listen, you'll find out, but we were talking about plates on the cars, you know, like a P plate, L plate for learner, P for P, provisional license. We said there should be letters of the alphabet for other drivers as well. Everybody should carry one and it's your status on the road.
Well, there's an R now. Did you say there's an R for return?
R for
someone who's had a bit of a rough
Someone who's had
road.
A bit of trauma on the road and they're just a bit skittish. Just be mindful. Be respectful. R for returned driver.
Is that Stephen, what people who've gone through trauma want? Their situation highlighted.
I don't think it's Stephen said, how about PS plates for psycho drivers out there? PS? PSYCHO. Or just P.
But that's provisional. But maybe that's a bit of fun.
P with a little S.
Because you don't know if you're getting... Well, a lot of provisional drivers are psychos as well.
Mm. Craig, CR for can't reverse. That's a good one.
Just on the back. And if you see the reverse lights on in the CR, give it a wide berth. What did we have today? We had you had a good one for distracted.
I got heaps. You want to know them?
Oh, well, they'll hear it on the pod. Just
D
give
for
us
distracted. Yeah. Oh, the other one I didn't get to was... Oh, no, I can't say that on there.
We're not on air because it's a podcast, so let rip.
No, just C for can't drive.
You did actually
C-A-N
say that.
C-A-N apostrophe T.
And you paused at the same time on air and I puckered up like a dolphin's bum hole.
Well, there was another show on Triple M that used to do a segment called You Can't.
You can't say that. You can't.
You can't.
Yeah.
I like it.
What happened to him? Is he still around?
No, he's not actually. He's not employed by the company anymore.
Hey, Greg from Kingston said, I lasted 10 minutes as a used car salesman. We're talking about the shortest time in a job on the podcast today, on the show. I turned up in a shirt and tie. They gave me a bucket and told me to wash the cars.
Ew.
I washed my own car and went home.
Brilliant.
Yes,
what
Greggy.
About Stewie from the Gold Coast? He said, I was writing a message to my daughter's new boyfriend. We were talking about autocorrect fails to set the boundaries on day. The firstborn, of course, very protective of the daughter. My intention was to write, if you ever hurt my daughter, I'll give you a serious ass kicking.
It didn't.
It's aggressive, isn't it?
The kicking did it.
But it auto-corrected, if you ever hurt my daughter, I'll give you a serious ass licking. I'm not sure which one's scarier, if I am on the receiving end of that. Stewie?
Very good. Whenever you want to get in touch, 0484 10 1045. Enjoy
Save
the pod.
Save it in your phone.
Yeah. Marto and Margot. Triple M Breakfast.
Good morning. No Marto with us. Poor bug is still feeling a bit crook. Hopefully back on Monday, but you know what that means.
Harley Breen is humor ain't clean. With his handlebar mustache, he looks mean. It's Harley Breen.
Morning,
it's a real
Harley.
Country. It's a real country jig, that one, isn't it? Get you up. Get you going. How are you guys?
Yeah, good, mate. Handlebar mustache still intact. Talk me through the facial hair. What is the process, the mindset behind what it is that you're going to put forward to the world each day?
It's exactly the same as a dog licking its nuts. That's all it is, because you can.
Yeah.
As soon as hair grew out my face, I was like, righto, I'm doing everything. I've had mutton chops, I've had the Abe Lincoln, I've had the goatee.
Which one do you reckon you look best in? Like, I'm sure Hannah, your partner, has a preference. What's your preference for yourself?
Probably a real big, dirty beard. Like a real full, hanging off the chest beard.
Is that
it's a commitment.
ZZ Top. Yeah.
It's not really easy, actually. The maintenance of it, if you don't want to look like a homeless person, you got to brush it, you got to shampoo, conditioner. You got to put some beard oil in it.
Mustache wax as well. Do you get that on the tips of the handlebar as well, Harles?
No, I've got some self-respect, but I...
I think the greatest beard I've ever seen in real life, outside of Santa, of course, is Munkin, our good mate Duncan from Holy Moly, the guy that... winner of Holy Moly. Did you see him? He's a listener of ours. He's got a massive, awesome beard. It's the best I've ever seen.
Well, anyone with a big beard knows that the real scourge is beard dandruff, right? And I always wear black, right? And so then you're just walking around with beard dandruff on you. It's not a good look. It's not great.
Do you know the only bloke in ZZ Top who didn't have a beard? His name was Frank Beard.
Oh, really?
It's just a bit of beard fun for you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, very good.
There you go. Beard trivia. That's what we're about
beards.
This morning.
Yeah, our blokes we'll have beards, I reckon.
Marto and Margot, Triple M Breakfast.
Kids have lots of questions, right? And they say curiosity killed the cat. And I have one child in particular, my 11-year-old son, Wiley, questions the world. He has a question for everything. And sometimes you go, mate, come on. What, like you're trying to watch the news or watch a show and I'm watching it at the same time you're watching. If you just listen, you might learn something, all right?
Hallie, my 3-year-old's there with, why?
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 Dad, are you eating? Yeah.
Why?
Why? Because I'm hungry. Why? Oh,
Well, yesterday it shifted gears a little bit because I picked the kids up from school and we were sitting waiting for my youngest daughter, River, to finish up playing soccer. And sitting in the car and Wiley, for whatever reason, rummaged through my handbag and he pulled out a tampon. And he just, you know, like the one you twist the paper, like the plastic, and you pull it apart and there it is, cotton exposed. And he said, how does this work? And I said, well, mate, half the population get what's called their period. And we've talked about the period before. He knows that because girls his age at school are going to get their period for the first time at some point. So I wanted him to be across that as a young man. I said, I don't want you to ever make them feel embarrassed or ashamed.
Good parenting.
You know, about it. If you ever spot a girl with maybe a little bit of blood on her dress, you know, you put your hat over her and walk her up to the bathroom, you know, or you just let her know very gently and kindly that
there are going to be girls
happened.
In your class that will need to go to the bathroom quickly from time to time without asking questions.
And I want you to be understanding. So he's across that, right? Yeah, we just hadn't talked about the execution and the application of the process that girls have to do.
Deep
right?
chat for a drive home, though.
I know, right? Well, they're sitting in the car park at school. And so he had lots of questions. How does it work? What is it made out of? He pulled the string. He unwrapped the actual cotton, you know, tip. He, like, unrolled it and it turned out to be like a flat-looking piece of bread.
To be fair, this is on you because you've named him after a question. His name is Wiley.
Wiley.
Why?
But he has lots of questions. And so I tried to explain it to the best of my ability, right, without, you know, overindulging him too much, but also educating him at the same time. And then we got to the, why is it called a tampon? And I'm like, I don't know,
invented
mate.
By Mr. Tampon?
I'm
Gary
yeah,
Tampon.
Be named after
I still
a man,
don't know because I said I'll have a look and we'll figure it out. By that stage, we got distracted, had to pick up the daughter and then we moved on and, you know, continued about our merry way. But he is that kid that has lots of questions, right? And there's always one that you kind of might get a bit stuck on and you're like, oh, I don't know, mate. You know, like, you don't need to worry about it and you kind of try and push on. But then the question keeps coming up and coming up and coming up. And Snowy, our producer, was just got into bed last night and his daughter said, Daddy, what's a soul? And he's like, oh, Jesus.
Come on.
Really? And I've had that. What happens
do you
when
you point at your shoe and go, it's just a bit under your heel. Go to bed. No,
you know, when we drive past the cemetery, I know their bodies are there, but what happens to your thoughts is one of the questions I got from Jagger. I was like, mate, I don't even know. Like, reincarnation is a whole other thing. Let's not have to go there.
They float around and then they infect someone's head and the question comes out.
See, here's the thing. I grew up a Christian and I have all these questions about the end of your life, and the Bible's got these ready-made answers. Whereas I'm now an atheist, so when my kids say, what happens when we die, it's not as nice as they're going off to bed. What my mother said to me, oh, you go up to heaven to be with Jesus, blah 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 da da. I say, well, I believe that you're dead and you're rotting the ground.
Essentially.
Now go to sleep.
1-3-3.
Good night, Marigold. Have a good sleep.
1-3-3-5-3. Explaining things to kids. What have you had to explain? You know, all those little questions that they have. And we are their teachers. We are the educators
which
of their
concerning.
World.
Which
that is Oh, that's a worry, isn't it?
If we're running the show.
Especially if you're a Parker child, right?
My big kid, my 12-year-old Leonard, just asked me the other day if I wear condoms when I have sex. Which
oh,
is,
my God.
I'm like, oh, okay. and I'm like, of course I don't. Don't be an idiot. But I was like, no, I don't, because I've, you know, I'm in a committed relationship and we like dancing with fire. Let's have 10,000 kids.
And also, Leonard, I'm beginning to wish I had worn one, so I wouldn't have been getting asked this question by you.
But then he goes, well, what do you do with it? Oh. And I was like, what do you mean? And he goes, do you do it in a bowl? I'm like, okay, let's move on.
1-3-3-5-3. Yes, let's move on. 1-3-3-5-3. Off the back of Harley's chat, I don't know if I can read this one out loud. Anonymous, I had to explain to my daughter at the dinner table what 69 was. I think that's a bingo call, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a bingo call.
Dinner
for two.
When you're playing bingo at the Leagues Club.
Okay,
Ellen.
Producer Snowy has just chatted through. Ellen. Move on from Ellen. The dog bowl.
Hopefully all of the kids are out of
Morning,
the car by
kids.
Now. Hey, Ellen from Brackenridge.
Hi.
What did you have to explain?
Well, I went to pick up my son from preschool one day and the teachers informed me that he'd asked them what holds the sky up.
Oh.
And I thought, lucky I missed that one.
What does hold the sky up, Ellen?
That's a good
exactly.
question. What does hold it
well,
up?
Well, he's pretty
what did
bright.
You say?
I didn't know what to say.
Yeah?
It was just...
The atmosphere.
What
Hey, Ellen, while we've got you, why is the sky blue?
Yeah.
Is that a serious question?
Yeah, which is Ellen's
I don't
the sky.
Know. Ask my son.
I think it's the reflection of light, yeah?
It's Rayleigh scattering. You don't want to know about it. It's very boring.
Dan knew the answer to that question.
It's because that's what Jesus painted it as. Mate.
Yes. Oh, it's Leonardo da Vinci on the Sistine Chapel.
Spot the bloke who grew up Christian.
Triple M Breakfast with Marto and Marco.
There's nothing worse when you're trying to send a text message to someone and you're doing it really quickly and you send it and then you realise there's a typo in it and then they read it and they just think that you're stupid. But you go, and then you try and rewrite it with a little asterisk beside it to correct yourself. But then it still auto-corrects it and it's still wrong. And
yeah, you send the asterisk with the thing again.
Which is wrong.
Does anyone ever want to type ducking?
No one ever. No one ever wants to talk about ducks.
I think my phone is well aware that duck is not what I want to say, and it has now corrected itself, and it puts the right word in, which is what I want to say.
So if you ever try and type duck, it'll actually go the other way.
Yes, exactly right.
Morning, kids.
But then there's also nothing worse than sending the wrong word, which you know you've sent and you've picked it up after the fact, but then that person... sends back a message with the correct word.
You haven't been corrected, have you?
I got corrected. Oh. I sent a message.
Get in the bin.
And that's I said,
so
you're...
Sad.
And I just wrote it out really quickly, not realising that my phone had changed it. I didn't put the apostrophe in. I just went, Y-O-U-R-E, thinking that it would put the apostrophe in and correcting it for me. You are. But it sent your, Y-O-U-R.
Yeah.
You didn't even... type the wrong one. You wrote the E. It just missed the apostrophe. And
just missed the apostrophe.
This turd of a human decided.
Y-O-U-R-E.
Who was
this?
Was it your mother?
But my phone changed it to Y-O-U-R.
Yeah.
And so then I sent it.
Oh, gotcha.
They just sent back one word, Y-O-U apostrophe R-E.
No.
And I just thought, you're...
Who is this person we need to bring back capital punishment
for? You're an idiot.
Can we shame them?
Yeah. Is it a friend or is it a family member? Is it someone who works here?
It's
there's
a friend.
Nothing
a
worse
friend currently
than that.
That I'm not speaking to.
Grammar-Nazi stuff.
Yeah.
Honestly, you see it when, you know, they say don't read the comments. I read the comments. I love it. It's like a sideshow. And then someone will be having some rant about something and they'll do that. The your is wrong. And someone will go, it's your. Oh, great. What a great contribution to this argument.
Yeah. And
good
like,
on you.
It's like there. You know, like I know which one is which. They are there, over there, or there they are. You know, like T-H-E-I-R, T-H-E-R-E, T-H-Y, apostrophe, R-E. I get it. But sometimes my phone doesn't understand what it is that I'm trying to say and it corrects it on my behalf. Don't make me out to look like a fool.
I know. You get what I'm saying, right? Like the other person. You understand what I'm saying.
Until yesterday I noticed a spelling mistake in a comment on social media. It wasn't my page, it was somebody else's. And they said, oh, you should be allowed to. But they spelt it instead of A-L-L-O-W-E-D, A-L-O-U-D, like allowed.
Oh, allowed.
Let's get allowed.
It's like
can we all just acknowledge, by the way, it's the stupidest language on the planet.
English.
There's so many words.
It's so dumb.
So many words. It's like when someone says, I want to be a part of something, but they put the A and the part together, which actually implies they don't want to be a part. Mm. They want to be apart from it.
Autocorrect fails. 133353. You know, we rely so heavily on technology in our phones. I don't know what Android users do to Dan, you're
I'm an Android.
Oh, you both Android.
Yeah, we're outnumbered five.
You guys ruined the group chat. Awesome. Yes. How good is green? Not.
Do you know what I love? Is sending a text to someone with an Apple phone and then they like my text. Great, so I just read my text twice, do I?
Do you know what it says for us, Margo? It says Margo Parker liked and then it prints
then
our whole text.
Our
back
text comes back. Great. It's there twice now.
That's what you get for having an Android phone. But no, 133353. Mm-hmm. Does your phones correct your English?
Yes.
Like, does it have the autocorrect function?
Mine always, I got no idea why, will correct this to thus. Why am I wanting, I've never wanted to say thus.
It's because you've got a handlebar mustache.
The beard. 133353, autocorrect fails. What did you mean to send? What did it correct it to? Oh, it gets confusing. I'm like, no, I don't want to say that. I don't want to say this.
Margo has bought the saddest breakfast I've ever seen. If that cost you any more than $3, because it's one piece of cold sourdough and Harley of those little Vegemite things you get at a buffet.
It's like cardboard. I've just toasted it.
I heard
it's
you
like
scratching it. Can you give us a little sound of scratching for we'll bring everyone in.
Secret sound.
That's me trying to put Vegemite on.
Well, it beats my breakfast. I had a dim sim on the way here, and I'm in in the radio industry we call a TARDIS. So I'm coming up from Melbourne, and it's a bad vibe in here. I wouldn't walk in here if I wasn't me. You know what I mean?
Because of the smell of the dim sim.
Well, I should have stuck to my smoothie. Normally I make a smoothie every morning, but I've thought, oh no, I have a bit of sourdough and some Vegemite. I feel like a bit of a breakfast fail. We're talking about autocorrect fails because I sent a text message. It was a heated discussion too. So blood was boiling. I was having an argument with someone. Blood was boiling.
Which is always good over text.
Oh, you didn't tell me that.
You resolve things over text.
Yeah.
They're even worse
so
now.
Hashing it out over text message. And I was in the middle of doing the show, so I was kind of a little bit distracted. My blood was boiling. I was annoyed. I just punched out this text message and I didn't realise that my phone had turned you are into your. And then her response, which was, oh, geez, it got me miffed, just was my spelling mistake back at me.
Asterisk.
No.
And then
your. And I was like, oh,
which, you know, she's done that to annoy you.
She's done it to annoy me.
Totally. 100%. And it's lazy debating.
133353, autocorrect fails. What did you send and what should you have sent?
Harley's just becoming like a judge for a second. An adjudicator.
I'm the moderator.
As long as you're on my
it's
side.
Lazy debating.
Charmaine from Green Bank, autocorrect fails. What did you mean to send? What did you send?
Okay, so way back in the olden days when text messages first started.
In the olden days.
I was in charge of the neighbourhood footy tips.
Oh.
I was sending out a text message to tell them that something wasn't going to count towards their tips that week, except I'd accidentally not put the O in.
Oh.
The autocorrect did not
didn't
correct
say count.
Me. I did not say
morning,
count,
kids.
And this is about 20 years ago, and the entire neighbourhood still has not forgiven me for using that word.
Yes.
Nah, good on you.
Fine. How do you save that?
You don't.
You can't. Yeah. You just let it hang out there, don't you? Yeah.
That actually happened. That's another story for another day. Anyway, Mark.
Have you done that?
No. Well, my daughter's jumper did. So she was wearing a Country Road jumper and it had Country Road across the arm and across her chest. And where she posed, the O was hidden. Good. And I posted it to social media and everyone was like, oh, do you realise your daughter's jumper says that without the O, without the O. Anyway, Mark from Browns Plains, 1333. I digress. 1333 Mark.
Yes, how you going?
Yeah, autocorrect fouls, mate. Have you been in the midst of one?
Yes, I have. I've had a few friends over one night. Male friends, haven't seen them for a while. And I said to my girlfriend at the time, I said, hey, I've got some friends over here I haven't seen for a while. Come on over. Well, it said, come on over for a hookup.
Oh, you dropped out there, Mark. What did you say? What was your original text? Come on over for a...
Cook up.
C-O-O-K. Cook up. With a C, and you said hook up.
Hook, yes.
And Mark,
was she offended?
What did she say?
Well, it really cost me the relationship, yes.
Oh, because did she think you were referencing all your mates? Like, come over for...
Yeah.
See, that's going to go bad either way, because it's going to end the relationship if she gets offended. But if she says, yes, I'm keen.
You're in with all the mates. Then they're like, you beauty.
You're suddenly like, oh, no, I want to be part of this. Let's wrap it up. Rachel in Hendra, 133353, autocorrect fail. What got you, Rach?
Yeah, a couple of years ago, I woke up feeling pretty crook. So I sent my boss a text message saying, I think I need a sick day. Autocorrect failed and said, I need a dick today.
That's probably actually what she needed.
Marto and Margo on Triple M Breakfast.
Road rage solves nothing. However, it is a bit of fun.
How good.
Right, I love it. I'm a hothead in the car, and I will give anyone a spray. My kids know. In fact, just yesterday, a part of this story that I wanted to share with you guys, my child, just before this happened, the 5-year-old Walter, actually said, "Hey, Dad, are there any douchebags around?"
Douchebags.
Let's look out for them.
Yeah. Best part is there's no secrets in our house, so they actually know what a real douchebag is for. And they find it even funnier now that I call people douchebags. So that's good. But I'm driving along with my three children, done school pickup. I've got my head on. I'm staying calm. I'm indicating because that's why the thing was invented, to let the other drivers.
Only form of communication on the road, Harley.
That's right. Well, and I'm letting the other drivers know.
there's flipping
the bird.
Yeah, there's that.
And, I don't drive a Saab, so I actually have an indicator. And I move over into the other lane. Now, this guy has seen me well before I've started indicating. They've seen me indicate, then put his foot down to not let me in the lane, which always makes no sense when people do that. It's like it all of a sudden turns into Bathurst. All right, are you coming in? Nah, I'm winning. Right? So I just move over anyway because I know that the law's on my side. If your car is 2/3 in front of their car and you're merging, they have to give way. So hit me. I don't care.
Because if they hit you, they're the ones that have to pay.
Are your children in the back are like, hold on, he's doing it again.
Like white knuckle driving, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like a smash up derby in my car. I don't care. Right? So I drive over. He gets right up close. And as he zooms past me, then in the next lane over, because he's in a rush to get to the red light up ahead, I just stare at him as he drives past and just give it a honk of the horn.
I love
the
stare.
Yeah, I love a stare. And that's the audio version of flipping the bird, right? Just the little...
I love not looking at them when you know they're looking at you, right? Like if they're upset with you, I just love not looking and just like ignoring them. And I know that gets them even more mad.
You start singing really loud.
Because they
want
to like make a point that they're mad with you. So they try and keep up with you window to window.
It's
to like
very
be,
enjoyable.
I'm staring at you and you're not even looking.
Margo singing Happy so by Pharrell Williams. She's having a time of their life. What a musical.
So I see this guy. He's going, and because I've given the horn, he's then turned from just trying to get away into rage, and he honks his horn. Now, for starters, you can't honk back. There's only honking forwards. You can't be honking in reverse.
No, the person behind you, of course. Yeah.
This is the first law that Harley would enact if he got into Parliament. Right.
When no honking back.
No honkbacks.
Sign it in. Right, so I see his window start to go down and I'm looking ahead at the red light and we're going to be in pole position right beside each other. And I'm like, righto, I'll have a spray. I don't care. Like, I'm not a violent man. I'm in fact, quite honestly, I'm a pacifist. I don't. Violence solves nothing. But just giving someone a spray is a lot of fun.
The Dalai Lama said the same thing, one of the great pacifists. I am very non-violent, but I'll give someone a spray.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, he's a mouthy bastard, that bloke, right? So, I've got into it with him. He doesn't back down. Good debater. Anyway, I get up to the lights. I put my windows down, but I put all of them down. Car is loaded with 3,000 kids, right? And I give it a... As I get there, I give it a real passive-aggressive, sorry, champ, were my indicators painted on, were they? And he's cocked and loaded to give me a spray back, so I'm all up and about, very excited. But then he clocks all the kids... And he just got stage fright at that last moment because he goes, you
There's kids in the car. I can't spray in front of the kids.
Forget about it.
See you, buddy. Models for the floor means you're not alone.
4-8-4-10-1-0-4-5. Save it in your phone. Yeah, that's right. We love it when you get in touch with us. Like Ash from Tawantin, who wanted to let us know because we were pondering before, what are the Ollieroos? Which team are they? And he said, I just want to clear up. The Ollieroos is the men's Olympic soccer team, which is an under-23 side. So the Socceroos are still the Socceroos. This is the people under the Socceroos. Right. Is that right?
Do the under-23 score more than one goal a game? Do they make the game somewhat interesting? Get rid of the keeper.
Perhaps. Oh.
Or give the keeper boring. Keeper have no arms. Like literally no arms. Like I can't cop
it. I think that would be the Paralympics.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
Well, let's put them together, you know, equality first.
Marty said, hey guys.
I can't do soccer.
Thinking of doing a Mardo and having a long weekend. Any good sickie excuses that I can use for tomorrow? Gastro's going around, isn't it, Dan? You just had it. Kids have got it. My kids have had it.
Do I look trim?
You do look thin. Hey, Marty, maybe just say, can I have the day off? No? Is honesty not a thing anymore? Can we just say, look, mental health day, that's always a good one.
Oh, Duna Day.
No one questions that. I give my kids a mental health day every now and then, you know, when I just end of term, feeling a little bit exhausted, just ratty, just like, let's have the day off.
Have you ever told them, I need a mental health day because of you?
Every day.
You children are the reason that I'm being mentally crippled. Yeah, by the way, Marty's in
good
he's
luck
in hospital.
With that.
He's in hospital too. He's not really, you know.
He's not just chucking a sickie. He has so light as. Marty, you could maybe go with gastro. You could go with... Well, COVID's still a thing, isn't it? Are people still getting COVID?
I don't know if they're isolating anymore. How about migraines are classic because there's no test for it.
Back pain. You threw just me say, back out.
Yeah, exactly. Then you can get on Wayne Carey's anti-inflammatories.
Leg day at the gym.
You get him to post you something, you'll be fine.
Good luck with that, Marty. Have a great long weekend. Tony, hey guys, any chance of a shout out? Of course, Tony, for the monthly markets at Beenleigh Historical Village this weekend. Tony, shouting you out.
We don't do shout outs, Tony, sorry. So we can't mention Beenleigh's Historical Village this weekend, the monthly market there. We simply cannot do
it
that.
It is a great event. Get down, check it out.
What do they do? Historical village. You
it's
just stroll
like,
around.
It's just the markets, but at the Beenleigh Historical Village. It's really cute. The kids did a school excursion there.
How historical do they go? They're like knights in
armour.
There's
like a rum distillery and everything down there. There's like big cafes and all sorts of stuff.
Do people get the plague for a laugh?
No. Oh. That's not funny.
That's a bit sad. The plague, it's been long enough. We can't laugh about COVID yet. We can laugh about the plague.
And polio.
The
plague. Not a laughing matter.
Polio too recent. I contend the plague is still funny.
Marto and Margot, Triple M Breakfast.
Hey, Brisbane now is officially, guys, the toughest rental market in Australia.
Woohoo! Just when I'm planning to move back, so that's great.
We have just logged the highest annual rise in weekly prices in the country with regional Queensland not far behind.
Good job, everyone.
Yeah, I hope you like camping, Ali.
We spoke to Scott Phillips yesterday from Motley Fool. He said that 1/3 of people own their homes outright. 1/3 people have a mortgage and 1/3 of people are renters. So the effects of this could essentially spread over 2/3 because some people who, you know, have a mortgage it's on a rental property, right, that they're renting out. So it affects a lot of our listeners. So we thought we'd get Nathan Strudwick, principal at Elders Real Estate, Shaler Park, on the line to talk about it. Good morning, Nathan.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good mate. Rental rules are changing. What does this mean for people who are renting?
Look, it's all good news for people that are renting. They've got more options and more choices. Landlords, unfortunately, copping the brunt of it. So you now, if at the end of a lease, have to have a reason to get your tenant out of the house if you choose. They've removed the without grounds.
Well, it's people's homes, right? It's where they live. It's where they find their safety. So we should be protecting that.
Look, you can have some problem tenants now, and you'll have to have a good reason as an investor to get them out. You know, you can't just without grounds anymore. Mm. So that's one part that's swayed more that pendulum to the tenants, and the other one is pets. You have to have a reason not to allow a pet at a rental property now.
Nathan, what are we defining as a pet? If I've got a giraffe and they've got high ceilings, am I rolling that in?
Can I bring my companion pony, Nathan?
Yeah. Well, Margot might classify her four kids as pets as well, as animals maybe.
But honestly, what are we talking? Cats, dogs, snakes?
Cats, dogs.
Rules?
Well, there will be, and it's more so the reason of it. So, you know, you're going to have to say, as a landlord, you're going to have to say, well, there's not adequate fencing at the property, so therefore you can't have a dog. Or I will eventually move back into the property and I have children with allergies, so I don't want, you know, that in the carpet. But you can't just say no anymore. So tenants, again, get the upper hand on that argument in this new legislation.
The statistics are telling us that Brisbane is now officially the most expensive place to live for a renter. Median weekly rent overall is about $485 a week, but house rent has climbed to about $525. Is this pushing people out of the market? And are the new rules going to discourage people from renting their homes?
Look, there's been a perfect storm of supply and demand. So really quick statistics. Before the coronavirus pandemic, I had 395 properties managed in my office. And we saw all these investors jump onto the boom and sell their investment properties. But they didn't sell to other investors. They sold to people, owner-occupiers who want to move in. So my rent roll went from 395 properties to 325. We lost 70. So that's one agency in one location, and that's happened across southeast Queensland. So the legislation, I don't think, is going to make a huge difference. We need supply. We need more investors buying properties. And I think we've started seeing that pendulum go back. We've now grown back up to about 350 properties in our office. So we're going to see an ease on this crunch at the moment. And I think the price rises will start slowing down a bit.
Hey, Nath, we're talking about releasing land as well for developers to build on, which is what we need. When we release land, this might be a stupid question, who owns it? Do the government own that land and sell it to a developer? Or is it just owned by, say, old money? Maybe the family's owned it for 200 years or something like
that. Yeah. So it can be government releasing land, selling off assets, but it can also just be a rezoning of an area from a rural zoning to a residential zoning, and therefore it now has the ability to be subdivided.
So the owner would then go, okay, brilliant, I can now monetize this land that previously
correct.
I could. Okay, I see.
Would an option work, Nate? You know how they give you incentives, you know, build your first home, we're going to give you $20,000 towards it. Could there be an incentive where they release this land, they build these homes, and there's an incentive for investors to buy purely on the basis that they're going to rent it back out?
Oh, definitely. And look, the new land tax legislation that actually got quashed right at the end was actually a bad move, I think, for the housing crisis, because every time we increase the cost of an investor owning a property, they're going to pass that cost on. Yeah. You know, Woolies and Coal don't take a hit on prices of apples if they go up. They pass it on, and so do investors. So these rate rises are going to lead to higher rents. Higher taxes, like land tax, is going to lead to higher rents. So incentives and all those government incentives do help take that pressure off. And look, we've had all these Mexicans cross the border from Victoria and New South Wales. That hasn't
You're welcome.
Helped.
Yeah. Harley's on the show today. He's angling to get a caravan, actually, on the show. He's been using it all week to move up.
You got any caravans on the books there, Nate?
Yeah. Look, my advice to Harley and to people, yeah, Margo, to Corey, I just behave myself at home, because I can tell you now, you don't want to go jump out of the doghouse into the rental pool because it's still tough out there. You know, behave yourself.
All right, Nathan.
Right.
Thank you for your time, mate. Appreciate it.
Good on you. Bye.
Nathan Strudwick there, principal at Elders Real Estate in Shaler Park on Triple M.
Motto and Margot. Triple M breakfast.
School drop-off is it's a lovely moment of every parent's morning.
I'm actually really glad I don't have to do it because I'm here. So Corey, yes, my husband, he does drop-offs in the morning.
Yes. I do it quite a bit, and it's great. Like because everyone, and whether you admit to it or not, will stand back and judge parents. Depends on how you judge them.
What are you judging for?
You judge each other. Well, so for a bit of context, my two little kids go to a full-blown hippie daycare.
No, that's surprising. It is the bloke with the handlebar mustache.
It's and some special plants in the backyard. It's off the charts.
Is it Montessori or something? Or
no,
what?
It's Steiner. Steiner. There's a reason Steiner sounds like
Stoner.
And so, look, we're hippies. We are. My children were born at home in a pool beside the bed.
I love that.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
On purpose or accidentally? We.
You. No, we've always got a pool beside the bed. What, you don't?
Kinky.
Anyway, it's great. They got cup holders on those birthing pools too, which I reckon's a green light to me getting on the cans while she's in labour. Anyway, we won't bring that up. Don't mention the war. So my kids in general don't watch screens, right? We try to be a screen-free family. It can be difficult at times. And honestly, there's no judgment on whatever you got to do to get through this hellscape that is parenting. Yeah. Do whatever it is, right? But my eldest child overheard a four-year-old talking about the fact that he was on his iPad before coming to the school, to this, you know, this hippie daycare, which is not very in line with the practices of this kind of community.
What's an iPad, they say?
Yes, but also my 12-year-old has got about as much tact as a brick, right? Because then he's telling my wife, Hannah, this, while the mother of that child can hear, go, can you believe it? They're allowed to be on screens in the morning, right? And, you know, Hannah's going red in the face, going, just shut up.
Yeah.
Right, so then later on, she goes and takes the kids in. My kid, who's just always up stuff, is up a tree, right? Because he can't just be on the ground. He lives vertically. He's got to be up a tree. And then that mother comes out and thinks she'll get a bit back and just goes, oh, you're up a tree. Well, I wouldn't let my kids do that.
Oh, game on.
I wouldn't let them be climbing up on that tree.
It's thrown down a challenge.
And I wish I was there. I was like, well, then you're definitely at the wrong daycare, mate.
Yeah.
Because that's where they have their nap, up the tree.
It's as easy as 50-50. Or heads or tails. Triple M breakfasts. This or that.
He's notched up two wins from two so far, Margot, but you are up and about today.
I'm ready.
Mandy from Thornside has backed you in to win her the Oztober Garage Session tickets.
Thank you, Mandy. Let's do this, babe.
Woohoo, Margot. So excited.
Awesome.
Mandy.
Craig,
you're gonna lose.
Craig and Cornelia,
wants so excited.
She gave us a
the
bit.
The producers coming again. They've got great energy today.
She gave us a bit of Bethany.
Yay!
We won't be having any more of that.
No, we want overwhelming, overexcited.
Get into it.
Get into it. This is like we're hundreds of tickets into the best like garage sessions at the Trifford ever.
Craig and Cornelia wants to win them. You're excited, aren't you, brother?
Certainly is. Yeah. Let's go home.
G'day, Craig.
All right.
We've got this, mate.
The Battle of
Cornelia. I've been training for years for this.
Training. Well, I haven't, so. Jesus.
So you're going for a three-peat today. You're going to interrupt his streak, Margot.
I am.
Oztober, Garage Session, James Rain, Screaming Jets, Noise Works, up for grabs. Harley will go first today because we're alternating. You'll go first tomorrow, Margot. So, Harley, tell me this or that. Two options. You get a point if you get this right. First 2 points wins. What's older, Clive Palmer or the first ever McDonald's cheeseburger?
I saw Clive Palmer's boat yesterday.
That is a good question.
No, that was just Clive Palmer.
Australia. Oh. Is that what it's called?
Clive Palmer's about 110. He just acts like that. He's lost his mind. I'll go cheeseburger. It's got to be older.
Clive Palmer's 68.
Yes.
Cheeseburger's 82.
Macca's, no, hey. Macca's hasn't been around that long, has it?
In America.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, okay. They've only been
82.
Here for 50 years.
That's right, you're thinking
And do you know that original cheeseburger still looks exactly like the first day it was made?
That's it.
They do not break down. There's so much sugar in a cheeseburger.
As in, you mean that first cheeseburger in a museum still looks identical?
Yeah, it just sits there. Yeah.
Margot Parker, to stay in it, please. We're celebrating Oztober on Triple M. Which Aussie hit has more streams on Spotify? This one.
Oh.
ACDC.
Great song.
That'd be up there in our Oztober countdown.
You know what that
it?
Song's about?
Thunder.
Striking.
No. I don't think it's about thunder.
Oh, is it about what?
Rudy? I think it's about some adult behaviour.
Oh,
Rudy.
Is what it's about. Okay. Getting a bit thunderstruck for some, you know, what's happening.
The thunder down under.
That rhymes with thunderstruck, but is not. Or this one, which has more streams. It's just a little F joke. That's definitely about
tough. That is a tough 50-50.
Okay, ask me the question again. What has had more streams on Spotify?
Yes.
Where? In Australia, in the world, just in general?
In the world, it's Spotify. Which song about rooting? Thunderstruck or Never Tear Us Apart? Because they're both about it, sure.
They're both roots.
Yeah.
It's very harsh.
One's more romantic.
We love a root in Australia.
Oh.
We invented it.
I don't think that's accurate.
I'm going to say...
This is where Jesus is from.
Never Tear Us Apart in excess.
I'd go that way too, Margo.
Oh, only because he was big in the States, AC/DC.
Yep. Huge in the States.
Are they?
Oh,
huge.
AC/DC are huge in the States?
Yeah, AC/DC are huge everywhere.
Back in Black sold 50 million copies, I think. Well,
yeah.
Did it?
Yeah. They're massive.
Oh. Lock one in.
In excess.
I really tried to help there. I tried so hard. 222 million, Never Tear Us Apart, 101 million.
Oh, my gosh.
So people
pathetic.
Like the Thunderstruck style of Hanky
Panky.
Sorry,
Mandy. Yep. Sorry.
Craig in Cornubia.
Craig, how's that, buddy?
Let's go.
Oh, well done, Harley.
Good on you, mate. I'll see you there. They keep telling me I'm not invited, but I'm going.
Craig, you'll have to take him if you want Harley there. He doesn't have a ticket.
Okay.
He already talked to the person in yesterday to taking you. How many times?
Yeah, I like having a lot of friends. I've got a lot of love to give.
Harley's out in the front selling everyone's plus one tickets of the trip. Become a barbecue legend this summer. Barbecues Galore. They've got the tools and the gear to fire up this barbecue season. Shop in store online, barbecuesgalore.com.au.
Marto and Margo. Triple M Breakfast.
You know, every now and then you're driving around the streets and you see some plates on the back of people's cars. Now, the normal ones you see is an L plate.
Oh, not like a personalised plate. You're talking like driving plates.
Plates. That's right. So you got the learner, yellow with a black L, and then your P plates, you start on the red and then you get to your
green
P's.
Yeah.
Very great. I see some of the young folk posting on Instagram just with a packet of frozen peas because they're on their green P's. Very funny. Well done.
Oh,
and then, of course, you go onto your open licence, so you don't need to declare that on the road because you should just be competent in what you're doing. Well, they're adding in a new plate. They're putting on an R plate.
Oh, I saw this.
Is this for road rage, like you, Harley?
Well, mate, I'd get
just
one.
Be
I'd
careful.
Get a gold one.
This person might get aggressive if you get close to them. Give them a wide berth.
I am gold tier road rage.
What's the R for again, Harley?
The R is for returned driver. Now,
they
might have had some time off because of trauma or they lost their keys for a while. And they're coming back.
Returning to the roads.
And I personally think it's just a bit too much. Like, I don't think it's necessary. I'm not having a out anyone's trauma, but I don't. It's like people who have baby on board stickers on the back of their car so that I drive a little bit safer. It's like, not my fault you had a kid. I've got 3,000 of them.
I like it. I think it's a great idea only because I've floated this idea before. I think everybody should have a plate. Everybody, there should be a letter of the alphabet that is assigned to what type of driver you are on the road. Like, for example, myself, E for expert.
Oh, thank you.
Right?
Yep.
So
yep.
I've done defensive driving courses. I've done skid pans. Yep. I've done burnouts. I've put my car down a drag strip. I know how to drive. So therefore, I should be considered a different level to everybody
Yours
else.
Yours should be P for phone. Constantly talking on telephone.
That's D
I'm
for distracted.
Okay.
So whether you're doing your makeup or you're on your phone or, I don't know, doing something else, watching the footy
drive.
On the way home from somewhere. D is for distracted driver. So you just kind of steer a little bit clear or hang a little bit back or get past them quickly.
I was going to suggest, but this will just fold into your D for distracted. I was going to suggest an E for eating, but that can just be part
of
the D.
Just D. All in one, driving with a Big Mac in one hand, knee on the steering wheel, reaching for the Coke in the other hand, you know, like driving.
D for doing something.
Yeah, distracted.
Harley,
I'd have T for top bloke because I know what I'm doing.
Just give him a nod. He's a top bloke. That bloke.
I reckon we should have A, though. Have you got an A there, Margo?
I've got an A, yeah. What's your A?
I'd have A for apprentice because, honestly, love apprentices. I'm sure you're listening now. Good on you, boys. You're up and you're at work, but you drive like absolute dickheads.
Yes.
Like, honestly.
Like an asshole. My A is different. My A is for avoid, and that's when you've got kids in the car. That's the car that you want to avoid because at any point I could be yelling at my children, turned around, looking at them instead of the road.
Yep.
I could be passing back food. I could be passing back drink bottles, not really quite paying attention. So a little bit of swerving may happen. I may also threaten to pull over and throw them out of the car and make them walk. So there could be some braking involved.
Vehicle stops frequently.
Because sometimes I just randomly pull over and brake and say, you want to get out of the car and walk? No, well, stop your fighting. Things that they fought over, I've actually thrown a book out the window. So avoid flying objects, perhaps, might come out of the window. So A for avoid. Anyone with kids in the car.
Well, we could also have SM, which is also on the line of avoid, but SM is for soccer mum. So just stay aware clear of that.
Just
for all the reasons you just gave.
Really
or
busy.
Just S for slow.
Got stuff going on.
Just slow, move right over to the left-hand lane. And then there's also C. For can't drive.
Oh, God, I thought you were going somewhere else.
I know.
The dump button was coming out then.
No, can't. You can't drive.
Yeah.
Slow, I think, has
a
symbol.
That's a great idea.
Slow is just a hat on the parcel shelf of the car.
Oh, yeah. That's the one.
That's already a symbol.
Tissues.
L for lazy. There's so many.
Yeah, brilliant. H for high.
Bring it out.
Triple M Breakfast with Marto and Margo.
Well, minus the motto, Harley Breen in again for us today. We've loved having you, Harles.
It's been great to be here.
Plans
tomorrow?
I'm going
home to have a sleep.
Nah, and then you're coming back tomorrow.
I am.
See you in the morning.
I'm going to get on the beers tonight.
Yeah,
I'm going to be loose.
You had a couple last night, didn't you? You
can have a few. Yeah. I'm working at night. I'm doing shows.
It's really settling himself into this martyr role, isn't it?
As soon as he gets on the black rats, we won't even notice the difference. Hey, from midday today, of course, it's Oztober. So, Gleeso.
Who's he chatting to today?
There's the Screaming Jets, by the way, at Oztober in 2018. He's chatting to James Rain.
Oh, he's going to be there as well.
James Rain is at the Oztober Garage Session this year. You can be there as well. Aussie Crawl, Screaming Jets, and Noiseworks.
John Stevens, our man.
So if you want to be there, listen to Mitch in the morning. Tickets all across the day here as well at Triple M. We've got hundreds to give away to get you there. Good work, team. See you again tomorrow.
See you there.
See you, guys.
Bye.